Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Microsoft's Virtual Academy Dean of Students, Alan Lamarquand, is back. And in today's episode, he previews for us what's coming down the course pipeline with regards to System Center 2012, Windows Server 2008 R2, virtualization, and the rest of the private cloud solution offerings from Microsoft. He also discusses what's on track for possible .NET and SQL courses, as well as explains how the point system works in the MBA program. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior IT pro evangelist with Microsoft. And with me, I have my friend, peer, John Baker, also an IT pro evangelist out of Atlanta. How you doing, John?
Doing great, Blaine. How's it going down there?
It's going well, going well. A little overcast today here in Florida, but how's the weather up there in Atlanta?
Nice and sunny. And nice weather. San Diego weather. It's like sunny in the 70s, so it's good.
Nice, nice. And also on the show today, we have Alan Lamarquand. How you doing, buddy? He's an ITE out of UK. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
How's the weather there?
It's greyish today, but it's warm. But they're forecasting snow and Arctic freeze and stuff for the rest of the week. So make the most of the warm weather today, I think.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, hey, welcome to the show, guys. We're going to talk about Microsoft Virtual Academy with Alan today, and really around the System Center suite of products, if you will. So, Alan, I'm just going to turn it over to you and kind of brief us on what you're going to talk about Microsoft Virtual Academy, also with System Center 2012 coming. We've got a lot of really nice products coming along in the pipeline. So, go ahead, take it away, Alan.
Thanks, Blaine. So, yes, as you said, we have a number of products coming along. So over the next sort of, I'm going to talk about the next 3 months or so through into the new year. And that will be around, again, System Center, around private cloud, around the Windows 7, and around Windows Server 2008 R2, which may sound like a really kind of odd topic to put in there. But as I sort of talk, we'll see that we're building courses to build a foundation so that we can take people's knowledge through. So literally over the next 4 weeks, you'll start to see the entry level stuff, which is the Windows Server 2008 R2. And we're looking at that as a kind of a joint thing with the training kits that you see out there. So the way we've structured the Windows Server 2008 R2 is roughly along the same lines as you'd see in a mock course or training. These don't replace those. These will just take you through the introductory information. So if you're thinking about taking an exam and wondering what all the pieces are, what will be covered, what the training will cover, what the kits cover, and what ultimately the exam will down the line will cover, that's what these courses will do. They'll take you through all the very basic steps. And the idea is to give you an introduction about what sits under the whole system. Whether it's going to be System Center, whether it's going to be private cloud, what's underneath it is Windows Server 2008 R2. So if you've a good idea of what the components are, then we feel that's a good starting point to build on. So there'll be some emphasis on the really core things like Hyper-V. Without Hyper-V, you're not really going anywhere for a private cloud, and a lot of the System Center products will rely on that. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the kind of the Active Directory. There's a lot of stuff about Active Directory, but we don't really talk too much about it, so we've got a layer on there. And as we go through that, there'll be three courses covering that system. Once you've got there, then we feel you've got a good foundation to move forward into the System Center and then the private cloud.
So can you tell us what's coming in November for the MVA?
Now, the way that the courses will break down, they'll break down into kind of two component areas. There'll be the System Center piece, which stands alone at the moment, which is the Configuration Manager. That course is most likely to be the first one out probably in the next couple of weeks. And that will consist of about 8 modules covering the Configuration Manager sort of all up. It'll talk about the overview, it'll talk about some of the device management, it'll talk some of the configuration management. But it's in about 8 hours of content that will give you a really good grounding in what's new in Configuration Manager and how it'll then feed into some of the more deeper topics that will come in the new year. Then we'll move into the grouping of System Center and Private Cloud together. Now, this is not going to happen overnight, so there's an awful lot of components, and as you've, if people are out there working on the beta code, on the RC code, they'll realize that of the 2012 products, not everything is out there at the moment. So that also affects the way that we can do courses. So We're looking at about 27 modules covering System Center 2012 and Private Cloud over the next approximately 3 months. We think it'll run into January timeframe when we get the final ones out. And it's, again, we're layering that course. So the all-up course at the end of the day, we're hoping it's about 27 modules, will give you what we call a specialization. Now, the specialization in MVA terms is it's more than a course. It's a grouping of courses with some extra modules added in to give you a complete balance. So once you've got to the end of that 27, not only have you done the System Center pieces, but you'll also have done a lot of the private cloud, and we'll be able to say you're a private cloud specialist. So as I said, we're actually layering up through the products, the scenarios, and then some kind of key pillars of private cloud. The layering also indicates when the materials come out. So you can start to expect to see, again, some very basic information on the infrastructure. Now, I said we'll give you the Windows Server 2008 R2 course first, and that'll cover the basics, but then there are some very key pieces we need to drill down on within that for kind of System Center. So there'll be a bit more on a Active Directory. There'll be a lot more clustering, Hyper-V network and storage. So while we cover those in the earlier ones, we'll go a bit more deeper into the network and the storage and the clustering in this kind of infrastructure. That's the first piece in. And then we break out into the more traditional look at the System Center products. So we've got some key products coming up. So Virtual Machine Manager, Operations Manager, and then an Orchestrator Service Manager course coming up. So we'll have three of those built out that will represent the first ones out. And within those are each going to be about a 3-hour course. And they follow the same kind of pattern. So what you'll see is you'll see an overview of that particular component. So for Virtual Machine Manager 2012, there'll be an hour-long kind of overview. You know, what's changed, what's new. There are changes between that and the previous version, so that module will cover everything that's into that side of things. Then we'll go into the configuration, and we'll talk about the various configuration components as they relate to generally getting VMM up and running and into your environment. And finally, a kind of a management piece that talks about, you know, the management of the actual product. And what you'll see, that's basically a three module course, and it will apply to VMM, Ops Manager, and then the Orchestrator Service Manager. Not missing out on the other products, again, as these come out, we'll start to talk about Advisor, DPM, and the App Controller. So all those kind of pieces will group together, and you'll see kind of an overview of those sessions. There's not as much deep on those three technologies because they will start to appear later in the other parts as we go into the scenarios. So at the end of the day, we're looking at about, it's about 8 modules that compose the System Center component or the technology component of our platform. Once you got there, now you've got a platform, and we're looking at, you know, supplementing not only technology but with scenarios. So there are about 7 scenarios that we're building courses for, and they look at it from kind of a persona view of what people actually do with the products once they're out in the world. So a couple of the scenarios would be deploy and maintain the application. So that will, we take that scenario, and there will be a series of courses on that, a series of modules on that, that bring together what was in the previous section. So all the various pieces. So we said deploying and maintaining an app. Well, we don't have a full-on kind of 3-4 hour on some of the app controller piece. Well, that's the reason is it gets built much more into this kind of scenario. So we've taken a look at what the scenarios are, how they relate to the products, and how we need to sort of balance it. So there's not a lot of repetition. So as you go through the modules, we're not going to see the same kind of same demos or the same slides or the same information on app controller repeated 4 or 5 different times. You'll see it built up over that period. And like I said, there's a number of scenarios, and a lot of them are to do with kind of the private cloud and how it all builds up and how you use System Center to create a private cloud environment. And then finally, the final piece is, which is the last of the sections, we'll talk about some of the cloud pillars. Again, it's map, more cloud information, cross-platform, and some performance modules. So that comprises about 27 modules at a minimum. That's what we're expecting. It could be more, it could be less, but we're aiming at about 27, and that will appear over the next, I'm going to say about 3 to 4 months. Initially, what we'll see on the System Center is you'll see the R2 materials, then you'll see the infrastructure course. That'll come out again in the next couple of weeks. the System Center Configuration Manager, which we're putting the final touches to now. We have 6 of the 8 modules that comprise that course done. We're just building out the last 2 now, and we think that'll be about another week. We have the VMM one, which is in a similar state. So we think there's around roughly in the next couple of weeks, we will have about 3 courses that will be locked and sealed and ready to go. And then it's a question of, do we release them all in one block in 1 week, or do we kind of give you a few days to stagger it out and, you know, one every couple of days for about a week? And that really is, you know, kind of the plan for the System Center side of things. We think it's pretty comprehensive. If we miss something, you know, if the students are perfectly entitled to email us and tell us that we've missed something or they need something, and we'll certainly consider that going forward. So that's the core of the System Center Windows R2. We're also supplementing that with some kind of materials around it. A lot of the stuff that we see today is PowerShell driven. So we're looking at a PowerShell course. We've got an estimate. Again, we think that might be late November for that one. We're going to tidy some things up, get some of the course material done. Ed Wilson, who does a lot of the PowerShell books, is kind of contributing to that that course. So based on his experience, we're actually looking forward to how that course will look. We're also going back and pulling in some of the Windows 7 material on kind of deployment. So we expect to have at least one Windows 7 course and one on IE9. And we've got the materials already, we just need to package that up. And that'll start to pad out our kind of course portfolio. And then looking beyond that, there are kind of other products out there that are coming along. Obviously, SQL has got a new release, SQL Denali. And that is, again, on our roadmap. We're looking at how we can get SQL Denali content into the Academy in the December timeframe. I think that will be based on where the product is and the material availability. So we're not sort of ignoring everything else. It's not all private cloud with the MBA. We are looking at the other kind of technologies out there. So SQL Denali is one of those. And we're talking about a longer term kind of view with SQL over the next sort of few years.
So the System Center Virtual Machine Manager, I heard you say it's going to be that portion was going to be 2012. So I'm assuming that is going to be the RC candidate that you're going to be using for that class, right?
That is correct. Yes, that has been the general guidance. We started in an earlier version, but no, that and Configuration Manager are both the release candidate versions. And that kind of, you know, you've asked the question about, you know, is it the release candidate? Hence why some of the other ones are a little more further out. As soon as we get to the RC level with a lot of those, the materials that start to come out from Microsoft in general tend to be a lot less changes, let's say, between what's going on with the product and what's going on with the content. So
will the operations manager component be 2012 RC as well? I don't think it's RC yet, is it?
It will be, and again, yes, it's on the list, and it won't be in the November timeframe. It is being worked on, but it'll probably be a bit later, and it'll coincide with wherever that release candidate comes out. It's even showing some of the demonstrations. You have to be careful with those betas. You expect a bit to be connected, and it's not connected. Or if it is connected, maybe the UI doesn't exactly reflect the final product, and you sort of say, "Oh, you're going to be able to do this," and they have a funky little icon there that's not quite what you expect, and it's kind of confusing. And it's actually, it was a question that came up with the Office 365 materials and the courseware, because we did use the pre-release version on that. And people picked up on the fact that we were using that. So it's one of the things we have to go back and revisit and make sure that if we do show something in the interface, that it's a good chance it's going to stay in the interface as is through into the release of the product.
Yeah. On the Windows Server 2008 R2 series that you're going to do, I didn't hear you mention anything about group policy, or are you rolling that into Active Directory? Or is there actually a separate module for group policy?
That will be into the that will be in the Active Directory, and there is a module on policies. We're looking at, you know, getting some of the videos and some of the materials grouped together to talk about that. It's a great point, and it's something even the product team have come and talked about and said, "Oh, You know, everybody's, you know, Active Directory's out there and it's kind of all over the place. You know, everyone's got something running on Active Directory, but when you come back and look at materials, you know, we as Microsoft don't do an awful lot of talking about it. It's, I know you guys are evangelists. How do you get an audience excited about Active Directory these days? It's, you know, it back in 2000 when it was brand new, everyone wanted to see it and do it, but now it's kind of a very mature component. People just expect it to run and do exactly what it says in the box. How do you make people get excited about that and start cheering in the aisles? It's pretty hard.
People want to see the new shiny thing. That's the, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll try to get the new shiny stuff in there.
That's what we found. But, hey, Alan, back to, you mentioned the alias. Can you just tell us once again the alias, where they can send information into? And I think we've got a couple of questions from the alias that we want to address.
Sure, yeah, the alias is it's really simple. It's just called tellthedean@microsoft.com. No spaces, just all one word, tellthedean. And that will, they'll come into us and it comes into me. And I read all of the, I read pretty much all of them apart from the languages I can't understand. So if it's in English, it will certainly come across my desk at some point. I try and read every single one. And where I can, I will reply to comments about courseware, about roadmaps, that'll come from me. If you put a question in, you can send questions in, and you can also put in if you're having issues, so if the platform doesn't do something that you expect, or the points don't appear when you expect them to appear, it's all one alias, it'll come through, and we'll look at that, and we'll answer your question as fast as we can.
Talking about points, you bring up points, which is a good thing to bring up here. We have a question, the alias, that asks, how does the point system work? And they say, they've completed all the courses, they've accumulated like 483 points available, but the people in the top 10 have thousands of points. How's that possible? Are they paying you? Is that the deal?
We've had lots of theories about how it works, and people have said, oh, has it been hacked or anything? Well, it's like, well, no, it hasn't. So the way the Academy works is there is a basic core set of English content that we've created. If you take all the modules, you get the 483 points, and that's where you are. The Academy is also available in multiple languages, and it's also been running for a while. So there are two common scenarios around the points. If the first one, which is the most common of them all, is that the Academy ran within the Latin American Academy area for about 4 to 5 years prior to there being this global English version as well. So the students out there were able to accumulate a kind of points from those courses. And those courses were going back to Windows Server 2003, Windows XP, or a couple of Visual Studio courses. They covered the whole remit of courseware. And some of these were worth an awful lot of points. So some of the Visual Studio and some of the SQL ones kind of, alone were worth 300 and 400 points, but they were big. I mean, there were 40, 50 modules in some of these courses, so they were quite a time-consuming course. So what people see was because we don't take points away, if you took a Windows 2003 course back when it first came out, those points were valid then, they're still valid today. So as people have joined the Academy since it launched in March, they're going through the kind of the new content, so they're in that 483 point band today. But they might also be joined by students who've done 4 or 5 years worth of courses in LATAM and have already got to the 1,000 point mark. It does look kind of odd. In terms of the top 10, that's where you'll notice it most. So it has to balance itself out over time, that the top, that where you are in your country rating will kind of depends on where you appear, depends on your point. The bit that we look at for the additional benefits is the status, so the gold, the silver, the bronze, the platinum. And that really is not relation to anybody else's points, that's purely your own. So once you get to 480 points, you're in that tier just under silver. The next courses coming out will push you over into silver, and that's when we will start contacting people to talk about the various benefits. So it doesn't matter if you've got 5,000 points or 500 points. You know, once you're in that, we balance it out at the benefit level on the tier. Of course, the other way to get points is that if you can understand some of the courseware in Spanish, people do change their locale and pop over into the LATAM, where they have a number of courses that we don't currently have available, and they take the course in Spanish. And, you know, that's, you know, good luck to them. That's the way it's kind of designed to do. So we don't restrict you to any one location. So in terms of points, that's really the two. People have been in the academy for 5 or 6 years, and people who switch locales to, you know, find courses that aren't always available in every single language. We'll try and even that language barrier out, so that as the various locations and the various subsidiaries of Microsoft push content into the academy, we'll try and make sure that it's available across all the various languages. It takes time, so you may see a bit of a lag in some of those courseware.
Hey, Alan, so when you get these points, what can you use these points for?
The first benefit that we're just clearing up with, obviously, get lawyers involved in certain things all the time. So one of the first ones is a TechNet subscription. So at a certain point level, and off the top of my head, I can't remember, I think it is gold is the entry level for the TechNet subscription. Once you reach the gold, then you'll start to see an offer for TechNet subscriptions. You'll also have the ability, or we also provide the ability for the various countries around the world who are participating in the MVA to do, you know, various local promotions. You know, Microsoft being a global company, the tricky thing is finding a benefit that works across the world. So while we're based in Redmond, it's like, okay, you know, let's give everybody a free LCD TV. It's like, yeah, everyone's going to go, yeah, we'll want a free LCD TV. And then you find that actually, the power issue, the picture doesn't work in Europe. The power doesn't work in Europe, and how would you put it? And you get taxed on it, and it just becomes a kind of a mess. So, not doing kind of benefits kind of centrally is one of the things we have to work out. So we have to, you know, make sure that all the subsidiaries have their own kind of benefit system as well. But the one that is global would be the TechNet subscription. And then we'll look, you know, people have also send us in ideas of what they'd like to see. When we were at MMS, we had all kinds of really interesting ideas. Zoom points was one, Xbox Live points was another. People were asking for all benefits that kind of weren't technology related. They were just more interested in getting Xbox Live stuff than sort of like product. Yeah. Do you want to copy of Windows 7? No, give me 1,000 Xbox Live points and I'll be happy. Fine, okay.
Kind of like, you know, you went back to Active Directory, right? I mean, that's really, you know, sexy product part, right? So you're looking at Active Directory group policy, Windows Server, and then, you know, you do all this work on the foundation and learning all the products. You want to have something fun, something as a reward in return, right? So, you know what I'm saying? You get Xbox Live points, might be a bad idea. So, Alan, we also have another question from the alias. It's from Jen Pearson, and she says that she likes the MVA idea, but when can she see more courses around things like .NET and SQL Server?
So I can answer the question on the SQL Server. I hope that will be around about December. And that will be the new release. That will be the Denali release. And, of course, apart from the courses being on the new parts of it, we'll look at a longer-term strategy about how we can continue to evolve courses on SQL Server, whatever they finally call it. In terms of the .NET, it's an interesting question. The platform doesn't really mind what kind of content goes in, whether it's an IT pro related content or a developer related content. At the moment, the focus of the platform is on IT pro. Having said that, we are having an interesting little experiment. We do have a course on Lightswitch coming up. That is all done and dusted. We're just putting the final touches to that to you know, put it into the right format, ready to release, which would be a kind of an interesting kind of first toe in the water for the developer community. Depending on the uptake on that, and depending on sort of the response we get, there's no reason why we wouldn't go out and look at other developer topics such as .NET, the new Visual Studio, or even go down to specifics into the various languages, Visual Basic, C#, and any of the kind of the new componentry coming up, HTML5, etc. There is no kind of guarantee from our side that's on the roadmap. We are actually looking at it. It's not something we've just turned around and said, no, we won't do it. We just don't have a date yet when we might do that.
Well, great, Alan. That's some great topics you're covering in the MVA. Also, I wanted to thank John Baker, Senior IT Pro Evangelist out of Atlanta, for joining us today, as well as Alan Lemerquan, an ITE in the UK. Thanks for being on IT Time.
Thank you. No, thanks for having me, and we'll see you next month.
Sounds good. And that's a wrap.